Greetings. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
We can
come to worship you through our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask that the precious blood of our Lord Jesus once again cleanse us. So that you know that we may have the heart that will listen to your words. May your words encourage each one of us. Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
有一个游戏叫
Facts or Crap.
There was a game called the Facts or Crap.
So it's a fact or crap.
那么呢,他在这个游戏里面呢,会问你很多,此事而非的话。
In this game, they ask you some questions, seems to be right, but actually it's wrong.
那么呢,就你要猜这个,是事实呢,还是废话呢?
So you have to give a guess whether it is true or it is false.
那么我们现在来试试看。
But let's try it.
那,他说了,Jimmy Carter总统呢, 是第一个总统呢在医院里面出生的。你觉得这句话是真话还是是废话？
So the question is, Jimmy Carter was the first U.S. president born in the hospital. Is that true or false?
多少人觉得这个是真的？
How many think this is true?
Okay, 所以其他人都觉得是假的。
The rest of the thing is false.
如果你猜是真的呢?
If you think it's right, true.
然后呢就是对了。这个是事实来的。
So this is a fact. So the world is filled with facts and craps.
但是有一些事情,比方说你三心错误了,只是没有影响你负担。
So sometimes you may think you made a mistake, but it's not.
比方说你上次麦当劳是全世界最好吃的餐馆,其实你信错了,对你影响可能不太大。
Even though you believe McDonald's is the best restaurant in the world, even though you may be wrong, but may not affect you.
但是比方说你相信呢,因为我的车子里面有这个安全的自带airbag,我是不用带这个安全带,这一个可能影响你的生命。So
if you believe you have airbag in your car, therefore you do not need to use a seatbelt, that may affect your life.
保罗呢,在腓立比书第三章的时候呢,其实他谈一个很严肃的一个问题。
So Paul, in chapter 3 of the Philippians, he's raising a very sobering fact.
还要问的问题就是呢, what really counts?
So the question is, what really counts?
什么才是在你人生里面呢,是很重要的?
What is really important in your life?
什么才是得?
What is gain?
什么是失?
What is loss?
那如果呢,
if the money is everything,
那么你有很有钱,你就是得,
then you have a lot of money, then you're gain. But if you're a poor person, then you lose.
那么你的人生就应该把你所有的时间放在
Then you should spend all your time in earning money. But the Lord Jesus reminds us, the most important is your soul. In Matthew 16:26, it says, What good would it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for his soul? So Jesus is telling us your soul is most important. So Paul is thinking the same way. If soul is the most important, so to lose your soul is the most damaging loss. So what things can affect our soul? Is whether you can pass the future judgment by God. So if you can pass the judgment, then you can be, your soul will be with the Lord. So if you fail the judgment, then you will be eternally separated from God. So whether you can pass the judgment is used, described by one word in the Bible, that is justification. So this is the first verse of chapter 3 of the book of Philippians. Paul is asking, what is more important in your life? So he's thinking, how can we be justified before God? So in first verse it says, further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. So when Paul speaks of justification, it's really meaning whether you have a joyful life or not. Paul thinks this is very important. That's why he says, I'm going to tell you again. Even Paul has explained this when he was with them, but now when he's writing this epistle, he mentioned again.
So, 保罗要提醒他们什么呢?
What is Paul reminding them?
第一个就是,
so the first, if you want to be justified by flesh, that would be false.
第二节呢,保罗讲到应当防备犯罪,防备作恶的,防备往事行恶的。
So it says that he watch out for the dogs, for those evildoers, and the false circumcision.
有一类人,当时的背景就是这些犹太人,他强调,
so there were those Jews of those days, they emphasized they can be justified by flesh. In Acts chapter 15, it says,
有几个人从犹太下来,教训弟兄们说,你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼,不能得救。
Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved. For those who believe in justified by flesh, they do not believe you can be saved only by Jesus. You have to become a Jewish person and you have to have circumcision. And you have to obey the Mosaic law. If you don't do so, you cannot be saved.
外邦人就包括我们中国人呢,
so for them, those Gentiles, including the us Chinese, we are non-Jewish people. We are unclean. Just like the dog. Only the Jews are clean.
只有洁净的人呢,
only those who are purified can enter God's kingdom.
保罗在这边呢,里面很严厉地指责这些犹太人。
So here, Paul seriously rebuking those Jews.
因为你看呢,他说,
because they are the dogs. They are the ones who are unclean before God. They often boast themselves as servants of God. But they are the evil workers. They boast in their circumcision. So Paul reminds them they are only self-mutilators. So we as Christians, we can boast in Lord Jesus. Because we are not just fight by flesh. We are the true justified.
保罗形容呢，信耶稣的人呢，是真受了割礼的人。So
Paul describes those who believe in Jesus as the true circumcision.
在第四节里面呢，保罗继续解释。So
in verse 4, Paul continued to explain.
他讲到了，如果靠肉体可以称义的时候。
He says, if we can be justified by flesh, then he certainly could be. Because nobody can compete with his background. So in verse 5 and 6, Paul lists several things, seven things about his background. So the first of four was he inherited. So he's circumcised on the eighth day. He's the people of Israel, and he was a tribe of Benjamin and a Hebrew of Hebrews. All these things are not under his control. But he has a perfect Jewish background. The last three things are what later Paul himself that works for.
他说呢,就律法来说,
so he says, in regard to the law, I'm a Pharisee.
法利赛人呢,本来呢,是一群人呢,在耶稣之前,200年前呢,
so the Pharisees are people that lived 200 years before Christ.
他们呢,
at no time they were affected by the culture of the Greek. So they decided to separate themselves from the Greek culture. So they want to strictly obey the law.
不单只在写在旧约里面的律法，也遵守了他们当时的口传的这些律法的传统。Not
only they followed the law that was printed, but also the oral traditions that were passed on.
保罗说按律法，他是一个巴利赛人。
So Paul says, regarding the law, I'm a Pharisee.
第六节讲到了受热心说我是逼迫教会的，受律法上的义我是无可指责的。
So regarding to the zeal, I'm persecuting the church, and I'm on righteousness based, I'm faultless.
这个保罗希望他们知道，如果人可以靠肉体去称义，那么我一定可以做到。
So Paul's telling them, if man can be justified by flesh, then I certainly can make it.
但是第七节里面呢，保罗就告诉。
But in verse 7, Paul begins to say,
他一直以为的，只是他很宝贵的他的背景。
The what he really treasured the past background.
一直他很努力的去持守的。
He has all tried very hard to keep.
但是在第七节里面，保罗说，我现在因基督都当作有损。
So in verse 7 he said, now in Christ I consider them loss.
当当他所讲的，也是由他人所夸口的，他上现在知道，此时这些都是废话。
So all the things that the Jews can boast, now he knows they were all false and crap.
当你看见圣经里面耶稣是怎么解释这个律法的时候，你就明白靠人的努力去达到神的标准呢是没有可能的。
So if you study what Jesus taught about the standards for the law, then you know, according to man's effort, they can never fulfill the requirements of the law.
所以保罗就开始怀疑靠肉体称义真的能够做得到。
That's why Paul began to doubt, can we really be justified?By flesh.
其实我们中国人呢，跟犹太人有一点点相似的地方。
So actually, you know, we Chinese are similar in some ways to the Jews.
我们中国人也是很努力的，就是去希望呢做善事，达到这个标准。
So we are also working very hard. We hope by doing good, we can meet the standard.
比方说呢，有些人强调呢，他不杀生。
Some emphasize they will never kill. So they become vegetarian. Some people who emphasize we shouldn't let people live, let animals live. So this is their limit. The more important is how do we treat people on every day. If you love animals so much, do you love the people next to you the same way? Do you hate people? Do you curse people? Have you been lied? Have you ever taken advantage of people? If you have done all those things,
单单靠这些宗教里面的礼仪,
just according to the ceremonies of the religion,
其实它不会改变你能不能够达到神的标准。
So it's not going to change you to reach the standard of God.
从前呢在天主教的年代,
so in the time of the Catholic Church,
就是有一个很出名的台阶。
There was a very famous set of stairs.
其实呢，在今天的罗马的南部，你会找到这个教会。
So even in the southern part of Rome, you can find this basilica.
这个教堂的名字叫 St. Lawrence.
The name of the place is called St. Lawrence.
在它外面呢有一个28级的台阶。
In the church, there is a 28 set of stairs.
那么呢他们形容呢就是这个 scale of stairs. 就是其实它的意思就是这个是一个圣洁的。
So this is called the Scala Sancta, which is holy stairs. The tradition is that Jesus walked the 28 stairs to be judged by Pontius Pilate.
所以呢，天主教呢，他们是相信，如果你跑到这个台阶里面跪下来，一直一直的祷告，那么你就会得到成意了。So
the Catholics believe if you come here, you kneel on each step and pray, then you can be justified.
所以当时呢，有一个你可以说他是一个神父。
There was a father.
那么他是很年轻的，他就正正成来到罗马这个地方，就是要在前面祷告。So
he was very young. He came directly to Rome and to come here to pray.
那么他就跪下来，一直一直的这样子祷告。He
kneeled down and prayed step by step.
但是呢，他最后在还没祷告完呢。
Before he even finished, he began to ask himself a question. Does this really useful? So before he finished, he left. You know, this person is just like Paul. So he finally understood, according to our flesh, one cannot be justified. So justified by flesh is a crap. So this person gave up his Catholic background and returned to the Bible. So he found out that one can be justified by Jesus Christ. So this is Martin Luther. So when he returned to the Bible, he emphasized one thing, Jesus only, only Jesus can justify us. So this is the beginning of Christianity. So when Paul's telling us justified by flesh is a crap, so he begins to explain gaining Christ is to my profit.
第七节呢，保罗呢是用过去式所写的。In
verse 7, he wrote in past tense.
但是呢，从第八节到十一节呢，他就讲用现在时所写。So
from verse 8 to 11, he used the present tense.
所以呢，这个就是保罗现在的看法。This
is how Paul is considering his viewpoint of that time.
保罗告诉我们呢，不单指，他从前，他看他从前，这个靠肉体正义的是有损的。Paul
is telling us that not only when he used to think, justified by flesh is a loss.
现在呢，他说，他看万事都是有损。But
now he says all things are loss.
那么这个保罗的意思是说，认识主耶稣对他来说是人生最重要的事情。So
for him, Paul saying to know Christ is the most important thing.
认识耶稣就是一个最宝贵的事。So
to know Jesus is the most surpassing knowledge.
从前的事情就变成一个没有价值的东西。So
compared to what he used to know, they are all worthless.
所以保罗呢，他说我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。So
So Paul says, I consider everything a loss.
其实呢,保罗讲这句话呢,不是夸张。
He's not exaggerating when he says that.
因为我们已经讲到了保罗的背景,他是有一个很完美的犹太人的背景。
We know he has a perfect Jewish background.
在犹太的这个 犹太教的制度里面,
and in the system of the Judaism, he has a very high position.
但是你要知道,当他信耶稣的时候,第一样事情,他都会给人从这个会堂里面赶出去。That's
because when he comes to the Christian church, he would be chased out to the synagogue by people.
他会给他的家人赶出大门。
He will be chased out by his own family. When he lost his position, he can no longer to go back to work in the Judaism. So he lost all his work, all his property.
但是对保罗来说,
but to him, he still thinks knowing Jesus is the most surpassing value.
很多朋友,
oftentimes, when I tell people the gospel, their response to me,
他说,
he said, it's good to believe in Christ. So there's a dependence in your life. But Jesus telling you to be a good person is a good thing. So he did not understand that our gospel is not to speak of a religion. It speaks of the relationship between man and God. So this relationship is so precious, you would give up all things in order to gain God. Just like when you were in love. So when I graduated from college, my first job was in a university in Texas. IBM in Texas. So my classmates, oh, you have a great future. You can be high salary.
但是呢,过了半个月里面呢,
so in 3 months, there was a revolutionary change in my life.
就是我开始跟师母的当时的,
at that time, I was in love with my wife.
她还是在明代里面念书。
At that time, she was still studying at University of Minnesota.
我是离开了明州以后呢,
so I started falling in love with her only after I left Minnesota.
所以那时就常常打电话,
so at those days I just often call.
你像当时谈电话,
you know, in those days you pay a dollar a minute on the telephone.
但是我都不理解,
but I don't care.
当我工作了一年以后，当时IBM说他希望把我转到New York他们的另外一个地方里面工作，IBM New York里面工作。
So after I worked there for a year, the company wanted to transfer me to another IBM company in New York.
我告诉他，我不去了，我要回明州。
I told them I'm not going there. I'm returning to Minnesota.
我告诉你,当时我的老板给我的 offer, 他说我增加你的 工资 50%。
So at that time, my boss said he's going to raise my salary 50%. He said, never mind, I still won't go. When you love someone, you would give up all things to love that person. That's how the Paul is. So he wanted to know our Lord Jesus, so he's willing to sacrifice for Jesus. So this would be the most joyful thing in his life. But in our midst, most are Christians. We're all children of God. Have you spent time to know your God? Have you every day read the Bible? Have you ever prayed and fellowship with God? And this would be the most precious thing in your life. So for Paul, in order to get to know God, to be near God, he was willing to give up all things. So he also discovered when he gave up all things, God came to fill him. So this would be verse 9 to 11. Here he says the meaning of gaining Christ. So in verse 9 it says, and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Many people cannot become a Christian because they think he's not too bad. If he can discipline himself, can re-establish a relationship with God. In that way, he is refusing the righteousness from God. And this righteousness is Jesus Christ. Paul says the first thing to gain Jesus is to believe Jesus is his Savior. Only when he gives up the righteous that come from the law, but receive the righteous from Christ, then he can be justified. This is the meaning of justification. So the second step in gaining Christ is in verse 10. He knows the great power of Christ's resurrection. When we believe Jesus, that God resurrects us. So in other words, he gives us a new life. So the resurrection of Jesus is the moving force in our life. Because Jesus resurrected, we can overcome sin. So in the Bible, we call it sanctification. We are justified because Jesus died for us. So when we can live, reach sanctification is when we die with Christ. This means united with Christ. Jesus died to sin. So we also died to sin. Jesus lived to God. So we also live to God. So this is what is speaking in the second half of verse 10.
保罗呢为了认识耶稣的时候呢他愿意与耶稣联合。So
when Paul gets to know Jesus, he's willing to be united with Jesus.
这个意思就是耶稣走过的路他也愿意去走。That
means the road that Jesus walked, he will also walk.
耶稣所走过的路是一条受苦的路。So
the road that Jesus walked was suffering. So he wants to also suffer. We can understand this. When will you understand the love of your parents? When you become parents of others. Then you would understand the suffering of the parents. If you want to understand how great Jesus is, when you learn Jesus and try to suffer with him, then you would understand. So, Paul says, if you want to participate in Jesus' death, one day you will resurrect with Jesus. This is what is said in verse 11. Somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. This is a future experience. So this is the time when we are glorified. This is the last step of knowing Jesus, according to Paul. Paul was not doubting whether he will be glorified in the future. But this one thing he is not certain, if he will be praised by God as God has praised Jesus.
What really counts?
That's 真正有意义. What really count?
什么是德, 什么是失?
What really count?
我相信在我们中间, 许多人已经掉去, 从肉体里面所得的意, 接受耶稣基督的意。
I think many of us has already given up our flesh.
如果你还没有的时候, 我鼓励你去接受耶稣成为你的救主。
If you have not, I encourage you to receive Jesus as your Savior. If you are a Christian, but do not stop at just being justified. So we are willing, like Paul, to suffer with Jesus. This may include give up your some bad habits. It may include every day you should have devotion.
去愿意为耶稣去吊祭万次的时候，你就会开始得到基督。
So when you are willing to give up everything for Jesus, then you gain Jesus.
有一天，保罗说，你也会得荣耀。
Paul says that one day you will be glorified.
这个才是我们人生最重要。
This is the most important thing in our life.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
先天父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们希望保罗成为我们每一个人的榜样。
We wish Paul would be an example for each one of us.
我们愿意吊弃万事，为了得着基督。
We are willing to give up all things in order to gain Christ.
我们知道靠着我们的力量，我们实在是做不到。
We know that we need His strength because we cannot do it ourselves.
但是你复活的大能让我们可以做得到。
But the power of your resurrection enabled us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.